Afternoon, everybody. Let's begin. Is this on? Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Young, Chair of the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. Today is January 22nd. We're in San Luis Obispo for a modified agenda. We're having a panel of the board convened to hear a few very specific items. Okay. How's that? Any better? Okay. You know, is there a way to maybe adjust this? You did adjust it? Okay. Ms. Hewitt, would you like to take roll?
Thank you. Gary Shellcross.
Here.
Jeff Young.
Here.
John Hayashi.
Present.
Okay, and Mr. Thomas, would you like to do introductions for us?
To my right is Carol Hewitt, our executive assistant. To my left, on the other side of Chairman Young, is John Richards, the board's attorney for this matter. At the prosecution table, we have on my right Matt Thompson, project engineer with the enforcement unit. Reed Sato is the director of the Office of Enforcement for the State Water Board. Harvey Packard, our division chief, and Sorrel Marks.
Okay. Good afternoon. I have a note here. Actually, if you want to read that out.
Okay. We do have assisted listening devices. If you need them, please let us know, and we'll see if we can set you up with that.
I guess they need to be checked out by the front office receptionist. Okay. Good. All right. Well, before we begin with item number three, let's go back on the record, and I'm going to explain how we're going to be proceeding today. Today's hearing is a continuation of what we had began and almost completed in December. We had not finished with, I think, maybe four or five individual properties. Some people had asked for continuance. Others had requested to come on day two, and then they were not able to show up on day two. They hadn't contacted us, and we had decided to take all of those people that were not able to get in on that second day, I think December 15th, and allow them to come in today. That's really what this panel hearing is about today. We are not going to have any discussion of item number three on the agenda. And that was a consideration of request for rescission of a couple of orders. And the reason is that we don't have a full panel of the board today. We need to have five board members to take any action to instate a cease and desist order or to rescind one. What we have today is a subpanel. There's three of us here that are going to hear evidence on the remaining four or so cease and desist order matters. And the board, the panel that's here, is going to vote on a recommendation to be made to the full board at our next board meeting. We have already had public comment on all of these proposed cease and desist orders. That took place December 14th and 15th. There will be no further public comment on the individual cease and desist orders today that the board is going to hear. Public forum, item number five, will be our normal public forum where people can address the board on any item not on the agenda. So I have a card here that says I turned in testimony cards for items three and four. When to comment on that? There is no time to comment on those individual items unless you've been called as a witness by one of those individual cease and desist order recipients, because that time period for commenting has already taken place. Okay, so we're going to begin with item number four.
Can I get a clarification on what you're talking about
Well, let me explain this. There's with respect to cease and desist orders, okay, there has to be a minimum of 5 votes by the board, okay, to take any type of action, whether to instate it or to rescind it. Oh, well, and there's, in fact, there's 2 of them that aren't here, and that's Dr. Press and Mr. Jeffries. So obviously they're not here. They're going to have to watch the DVD or the videotape and look at the written material and a transcript, however they want to do it, but they have to review everything. And then what will happen is our vote today, or the motion that will be made, will either be to it'll be for some type of recommendation, and it's not going to be to do anything specifically with the proposed cease and desist orders. That really doesn't happen until the next board meeting. And the reason for doing this procedure like this was to make it easier for the board to take in the evidence. So three of us can sit here and take in the evidence and make a recommendation, a minimum of 3.
All I wanted to do is make sure that those board members were going to watch and have to go.
They have to, and Mr. Richards is going to ask them whether they've actually done that. Otherwise, they can't participate in the vote. Okay.
Mr. Young, what would you have done if you had not had AGP to televise this through the donations of the community?
Yes. We have our own reporter and transcript. They can watch. They don't have to watch. They can read the transcript. And that's typically what's done. We pay for a reporter to be here. The video is a very nice and convenient way to get this out to the community, but it's not required.
The board said that he preferred to watch rather than read or listen. He preferred to watch, and that was the gentleman from Salinas, Mr. Jeffries.
Well, of course it would be easier to watch something than to have to read it. Okay, let's continue.